No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You're listening to One-on-One with DP. Brought to you by Canopy Street Market. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Paint your face. Use all the Aquanet you can find in your hair. You need young Bach hair to blow up and spray back to get full warrior mane.
That's right.
Right. You need young Bach mane, hair mane, right? And then pump up your biceps. Pump, pump, pump. Tie strings around the biceps. Sprint. So you should just, everybody, we should have an Ultimate Warrior Day where everybody paints their face, has the little tassels on their arms and their legs, and they run into their office.
No,
and you just run around your office. But you have to have the warrior music on your phone. And you just run. You just run around your office and don't tell anybody why you're doing it. Don't tell anybody what you're doing. Just tell them, hey man, just show up and then talk like the warrior. Like I would love a day where everybody talked like the warrior.
Because if you're running around in your office right there, you might get a visit from, you know, an HR department.
No, it needs to be the HR director. That would, if you have any complaints, go see HR director Ultimate Warrior. That would be so good. Oh, you have a Oh, you're feeling some kind of way today. Well, HR director Ultimate Warrior is waiting for you. And you need Chief of Security, Road Warrior Hawk.
Sounds like a pretty good episode or something.
Harrison and Haas and I, we were talking and trying to come up with the ultimate finisher in sports. So they talk about in esports how each finishing move has its own power level that exhausts the opponent, right? And there are those that, like, when it hits, it's finished. Like, you're finished. But ranking all-time finishing moves, and we were having that discussion. So, Bach, start to wrap your hand. Hour number two, we will talk about the ultimate finishers. And then we also need the ultimate villains. Who are the greatest villains in sports? But we'll get to that in hour two, because I found it all fascinating. The greatest villain, like greatest rivalries, aren't always tied to the greatest villains. We think they are, but if you're telling me the greatest rivalries, well, the greatest rivalries that Nebraska has ever had is
Nebraska, Oklahoma,
Yeah, and then who would be the biggest villain if it came from the greatest rivalry? But I'm not sure Oklahoma has a villain greater than a list of 10 other names Nebraska fans can name. So we'll talk about that in an hour or two. I did find, and a friend sent me this article. They were listing, and they're Steeler fans. So they it didn't take them long to get into their feelings about this. but in 1975, August 1st, so right before training camp, or actually in training camp, the Pittsburgh Steelers had won the previous year's Super Bowl. So they represented the NFL and the college All-Stars. They played a game August 1st, 1975 in Chicago. And of course the Steelers coached by Chuck Knoll. Of course they had the steel curtain defense. Franco Harris was the MVP from the previous Super Bowl. Terry Bradshaw had regained the starting job from Joe Gillum the previous years. Joe Gillum started the first six games of 74. And then Bradshaw took the job back. The All-Stars, the college All-Stars, included 22 first-round picks. Buck, there's zero chance you put together an All-Star game where 22 of the 30-plus first-round picks compete in a game. And there's no amount of money to get them to do it. The pay is now too much. There's the risk is too much, or at least perceived as too much.
And I'm trying to think of the timing of this too, because they had the draft in January. So if you get it in August, were these players already drafted?
They were already drafted. Okay. They knew who they were going to play for, under contract. And here, there's several things amazing about this. 54,000 fans packed that stadium to watch this football game. So there was a movement behind, there was an energy behind this, right? This particular All-Star team was led by Atlanta Falcons number one pick, Steve Bartkowski. Also in the backfield, from Jackson State, Walter Payton. Mm. All-world tight end from Oregon, and then I had forgotten that he was from Oregon, Russ Francis, all world. There was a pocket of the NFL where Russ Francis was the apex tight end in football. Weird guy, interesting guy, bit of a unicorn, but absolutely was all world. On the college team, the defense was led by the Dallas Cowboys number one pick, Randy White from Maryland. Robert Brazil for the Houston Oilers. Ohio State's Neil Colsey. And John McKay of USC was leading the charge. And they say 54,000 plus on a Friday night at Soldier Field. Again, another year. The previous year had been delayed because of the previous storm. But a rainstorm, of course, doused the game. Right? And it rained throughout the whole game. All-Star scored first. Bartkowski hit Pat McAnally, who ended up being not only the Bengals starting tight end, but an all-pro punter. Hmm. Wore two helmets. Yes, sir. Pat McAnally. Harvard grad gets a touchdown. Also, names from the past. Steve Mickemeyer. The Mickemeyer name resonates because there were a bunch of soccer-style kickers who came to America and got in a system. Steve Mickemeyer went to Maryland. But there were Mickemeyer brothers all over the league, all over the league. On the touchdown, Pat McAnally broke his leg. They defended well. Bradshaw to Randy Grossman ties it at 7-7. Ron Shanklin, Rocky Blyer played well in the drive. Of course, their new tight end, Larry Brown, who was the number one pick, who could not play for the All-Stars because he was playing for the Steelers. and then, sidebar, key play of the drive, 11-yard play, a 9-yard play.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hey, pass from Terry Bradshaw to fullback Reggie Harrison. And Reggie Harrison is important to me because he was my high school running back coach. Right. To think from going, winning a Super Bowl with the Pittsburgh Steelers in 74, 75, to coaching DP and Barry Thompson in 1978, 79. All true. Wonderful deal. Noel kept the starters in for the first half, put replacements in, but kept Bradshaw in the game. Didn't matter. Bartkowski hits another touchdown pass. Glenn Edwards, a safety for the Steelers, picked off Bartkowski, returned for a touchdown. And then Virgil Livers from Western Kentucky, who ended up playing for the Chicago Bears, right? So in his soon-to-be home stadium, returns a punt 88 yards for a touchdown. College team led 14-7. Halftime, Franco Harris and Mel Blount both had minor injuries in the game. They were removed from the game. And they talk about, you know, this is what was going on. Bradshaw was sacked 5 times by the college. Right. Just imagine you're Terry freaking Bradshaw and you're getting sacked by these college players in an all-star game. Not real happy. They scored. Jack Lambert recovered a Bartkowski fumble. Frenchie Fuqua, again, think immaculate reception. He was the intended receiver in the immaculate reception. Frenchie Fuqua leads them. They tie it. And then Jefferson Street Joe Gillum replaces Terry Bradshaw in the fourth quarter. Steelers then scored on the next two drives led by Gillum, including a 45-yard pass to Frank Lewis. And I think early Steelers before Swan and Stallworth, there was Franklin and Shanklin, who were the starting receivers along the way, and then they then proceeded to draft the young guys who got in. Bradshaw finished 14 of 24 for 145, one touchdown, one interception. Joe Gillum was 5 of 6, 50 yards, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. Rocky Blyer led them on the ground, 41 yards on 11 carries. Pretty amazing stuff. Bartkowski, welcome to the NFL, Steve Bartkowski. 7 of 18. And Chuck Knoll said this. Actually, Walter Payton led the college team in rushing, but not much. 7 carries, 16 yards. So welcome to the league as well. Chuck Knoll was quoted as saying, physically, we got the hell kicked out of us. he goes, I'm disappointed in the team's effort, but that's what happens when you underestimate somebody. The Steelers went on to win the NFL championship the following year in the Super Bowl, going 12-2 in the regular season. It is, again, there's a way for this to come back and be done because it has value, Bach. It has, I'm old enough to remember watching these games. As a matter of fact, I don't remember. Google when the Hall of Fame game started. Because I'm not sure that I remember the Hall of Fame games happening at the same time as the All-Star game. But I think a college All-Star game, draft picks, right? Because at this point, and you could do second-round picks. I don't know, you know, whatever you wanted to do. But the value system, the point we were making was that the value system has changed so much. And the money has taken over as such the priority. It is the priority. Money. is the priority. And it can't, it, when money becomes the priority of how this is done, the fans are going to lose. That's just the way it works. Bach, does it say when the first Hall of Fame football game was?
Looks like it started in 1962.
Right. So right around that, right? Oh, man, that would be so good. That would be like, Bach, we need this.
Well, and also just to kind of think about that game, too, is that the Steelers, well, one, they're the Pittsburgh freaking Steelers, but
right. The other thing is right.
That at least they've played together. They, you know, this college all-star team that John McKay had, you know, I don't know how many practices they had going into this game to play the Steelers.
Right.
And they were still able to keep it close.
Right. I mean, think about now the coolness level of being a first round draft pick, because this is the honor of being a first round draft pick. And it used to be spoken of as such. The honor and privilege and but get this, the responsibility of being a first-round draft pick in the NFL. And this is before slotted rookie scales and all this sort of stuff. That a lot of the people, even as number one draft picks, you still had to have another job. In the 70s, 60s and 70s, even top-round draft picks still had to work other jobs in town. As a matter of fact, this is the weekend where NFL Network runs America's Game, like the whole marathon of every Super Bowl championship team. It's an hour-long storytelling. Mm. And you forget, because it had even the Baltimore Colts with Johnny Unitas and Bill Curry as the starting center on that team, Bubba Smith from Michigan State. And they talk about their connection with the city and that it will never happen again, because those teams lived in the cities. Those players worked in the community. Like, they would work at the car dealership. They'd work at the body shop. They worked in the city that they played in because they had to. They weren't making a lot of money. And they talk about it this way, that the 82-83 Redskins Super Bowl team, Joe Theismann was telling the story of, like, it's a famous clip of him saying, you get a really cool ring and $70,000, and everybody went crazy. And then Russ Grimm follows that and says, well, yes, that $70,000 was more than I made that year. Mm. Head explode. Like, my head, I was like, what?
Different world.
What? Bach, it's not, this is why I'm a historian. Haas and I go back all the time. He goes, you're too much of a historian, because you need to know. Like, you need to remember that, hey, man, them dudes for $70,000 winning the Super Bowl was more than 95% of the players on. And Russ Grimm was an all pro. He was all NFL. And he made more for winning the Super Bowl than he did the whole season. So there's a way. There's a way. I don't know what the way is, but we need to get to the way. We'll go to break. We'll come back. More One-on-One.
Download our app by searching 93.7 The Ticket in your app store. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.